who was an enemy of the people, anybody who owned a larger piece of property, and or let's say an apartment building, who owned a larger store, who owned a factory, people who used to be leaders or active in political organization that were not communists, and of course communist organizations were prohibited under the Romanians. So all these people were considered enemies of the people. And they were arrested. At night, the NKVD troops, NKVD being the troops of the Ministry of Interior of the Soviet Union, came at night with trucks, picks up the people, whole families, not just the person they wanted, the leader or the owner of a store, of a factory, but his whole family, women, children, put on a truck and taken away. This went on for several weeks. The Soviets were able to deport about 5,000 people from our city in these first few weeks of deportation. Now, most of those deported were Jews. Why? Because Jews were active in businesses, they owned businesses, they were active in the political and cultural life of the city, and all these were considered enemy of the state, enemy of the people, and the Soviets will not tolerate that these people move and live in freedom. So a majority of those deported in the early part of the summer of 1941, as I say, it was almost a year after they entered Chernowitz, were Jews. But those deportations suddenly came to an abrupt end. As I said, life was never quite peaceful in our city. And whatever happened, it was always something worse in store. And here was something worse in store than the deportations.